Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. James Cameron, who created Avatar, and he created the Terminator movie or whatever, is now talking about your ChatGPT stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm messing with it right now.
What are you doing?
I have that thing open pretty much all morning.
Well, don't be doing that.
Yeah.
All morning.
I open up
like
the text.
Listening to us.
I open up the email, and I open up GPT.
Oh, Jesus.
Dang.
All right. Well, he's saying after almost 40 years since Terminator came out back in 84, and it detailed the rise of AI capabilities. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's what the movie was about. He thinks that we're closer to a rise up of technology than he once thought. He said during an appearance on this Smart Less podcast, he said basically he's pretty concerned about the potential for misuse of AI. I think AI can be great, but also it could literally be the end of the world. He said, do we really want to be fighting something smarter than us that isn't us on our own world? I don't think so. AI could have taken over the world and already be manipulating it, but we just don't know because we don't have total control over it.
No, we don't have total control over it, and nobody will. I think we're at the point now that you have to just kind of learn how to kind of integrate it into your day, into your work, into different aspects. There's no fighting it. There's no going back. This is like trying to fight the internet. I don't think everybody should have Wi-Fi and things like that. This is here. It's here to stay. And then now we're at the point that you have to learn how to use it as a tool.
It's scary. Who made the Terminator is like, this is, because you remember when I said Hollywood makes movies and you're like, yo, this had to be in somebody's plan somewhere. How did they just come up with this? And right. I always think movies are an indicator of that. So now the dude who made the movie damn near 40 what years ago,
yes,
is like, hey, this is exactly what we built on that, and you see how it went down. So you ain't the least bit scared?
Scared? I mean, not really. No, I don't really look. I don't hold him up as kind of like an expert in the subject. I would listen more to like scientists and people in that field. It's tricky. It could definitely have some very unintended consequences.
You need to be more concerned about your job potentially being replaced.
There's a new research program that is talking about the introduction of ChatGPT and says that up to 80% of workers could see their jobs impacted by this.
80%.
They also said that about 19% of workers may find that their duties are being minimized because of the abilities of ChatGPT. Mm. They said technology could save workers significant time, but can also put some people out of work.
For sure.
They said specifically the classes of mathematicians, interpreters, accountants, legal secretaries, writers, and authors are the highest level of exposure of their jobs dissipating because of ChatGPT.
That's so sad.
It's here. I think like lawyers is a great example. You could use the AI software to, for example, draft up a contract. One day we were in here talking and Babs walked in and she was just very jokingly talking about putting together a cease and desist for somebody using like one of her photos.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it open. I was just like, type up cease and desist, and it spits it right out. So
did you charge her legal fees? Like, hey, that'd be $75.
I mean, it's at a point where you could right now have it draft something and then have a lawyer look over it, but there could be a day that you don't even need that. I've seen ChatGPT do people's taxes.
Okay, this is crazy. How about this? ChatGPT saved a dog's life.
What?
In this story, they said this user who was called Cooper, he said his border collie named Sassy was diagnosed with tick-borne disease, and the symptoms began to worsen despite being prescribed a treatment from the vet. So he took him back to the vet, and Sassy wasn't doing well at all. And they said, listen, we gave you the diagnosis. We have to wait this out with the medication and let it do what it does.
Mm.
He decided to enter the dog's blood work into ChatGPT-4 and asked the program for a diagnosis. The AI chatbot advised and said, I am not a veterinarian.
Right.
But I would suggest that the dog's blood work and symptoms indicate that you might be suffering from immune-mediated hemolytic anemia. what is it called? IMHA.
Okay.
He took that prognosis to another vet, and they confirmed it and started treating the dog. And he said, ChatGPT-4 saved my dog's life.
Well, it's able to aggregate information better than your regular veterinarian probably would be. It has more knowledge than a person has, right? It has all of these different sources of information, billions, if not trillions, of different data points that you couldn't expect even the smartest, most educated professor, physician, or anybody, you couldn't expect them to know that.
Right, it's a computer.
This, I think, is the next generation of the internet. This is where the internet as a whole is going. It's going to be more user-friendly. You're going to be able to have more of a conversation with the internet.
Wow. Somebody said they already have McDonald's that run on nothing but robots.
They do.
I think we're a little bit bigger than the McDonald's, though. I mean, we shoot a little higher. I get the AI is going to have a hand in everything, but I just feel like it's some space for some fear because after seeing...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Robot,
oh, for
and
sure.
Terminator and all that. It's like, yo, the machines turn on you at some point.
That in all those movies.
My fear isn't necessarily them turning on you, more about that technology being used for war, being used for theft, for scamming, for things like that. I think that is probably a legitimate fear.
If you typed into your little think box over there and say, hey, what's a good way for me to scam somebody? Don't type it.
It probably won't let you.
So they won't let you do that. They haven't got to the nefarious part yet. Like the internet, what didn't used to always be porn?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was like pure, but then the porn people got it. So ChatGPT still ain't teaching you how to like bury a body or nothing like that. Or how do you keep a body from decomposing? Like if you ask him any of those janky questions, will they kick all that back?
They have roadblocks. They won't let you do
easiest way to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Wow. Somebody just asked, how long does it replace you guys on the radio?
They already have it.
Mm-hmm.
They already have it where it's stability. And they have it to where it could sound just like us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if we have that kind of thing copywritten, like our voices. Like if it pretends to be us.
Right.
And the chat beat GPT, TTTZY, takes over, we wouldn't be getting paid, but it would be pretending to be us.
Yeah.
They have news anchors in China that are AI news anchors. They're not indistinguishable, but it's close. It's getting closer and closer. And what they did was they aggregated the speech and patterns of 1,000 different news anchors and combined
them.
And then that's basically what they're running off of.
How average. I like that.
Yeah, extra
average. Extra average.
Right down the middle. And
no
won't
one's
say
special.
For shizzle my... Oh, no.
Yeah. You don't limit at that right there. Like, well, I will say that Davi said aggregate twice today, so he wins gold star for the day. All right? That's
what's up. Orlando and Chad, the
GPT Show. Road day.
That GPT is kicking it. You got Donnie aggregating out of here. All right, it's the Freaks getting up out of here. You got Richie Ortiz going to be holding it down. Babs feeling under the weather this morning.
Oh, yeah.
It was a hard day yesterday for a lot of people who were in the building just because of the whole Nashville thing. It was just a really down, somber day because it's like you can't move about the day the normal way when the news cycle is like releasing all of that information and everybody's glued to every monitor around seeing you know the story and everything. Salute to law enforcement for doing their job.
Yes.
If you have to say anything, salute to them for getting the problem addressed with force in 15 minutes. You know, you wish it could have been 5.
Yeah.
But realistically, after watching the deplorable treatment of the situation in Uvalde, it's like to see that, it's like what Grady Judd and Chad Cronister and everybody who's around here has said on those press conferences. We're like, we're trained differently. We're trained to go in and engage immediately. And that's what these guys did. As far as the most hurtful part is as a parent, you dropping your kids off at school where they are known to be safe and they're not.
Yeah.
That's just that. That's the hard part there. And watching that when you say 9 year old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that hurt me.
Bro, if that don't hit you in the chest, like yeah. you ain't got a heart. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like that's. Yeah, and I mean, and everybody out there has bad days. I will say this because it's really hard to minimize anybody's pain. But I will say this: you can have a bad day, but for you to have a bad day and think that everyone out there needs to suffer because of your bad, maybe more than a bad day. Maybe it was a bad experience or something that you had. Like this person, they're prognosticating about that this person didn't want to go to that school when they were of that age, which was 8. Mm-hmm. This person was 28. So that's 20 years of whatever pain and hurt and whatever that they're pulling from. And so they go back with this devious, nefarious plan. And, you know, if anything has to be attached to this, it's the fact that, yo, you don't, we're not, that's not what we're made for. To be like, hey, we have to go out here and take lives because we have a bad day or a bad experience or something. There are better ways. Mm-hmm. Like, we cannot be the people who just, like, acknowledge that. And it can't just be, like, people have been all been talking about the prayers and thoughts and wishes and all that. And people start really rebuking that because it feels like you're not doing anything. It feels like you're just giving a, like, you're just placating it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my prayers and wishes for you, man. It's like, yo, at some point, the pain is just too big for thoughts and prayer. Now, right. Prayers are great. Thoughts and well wishes are great. But there has to be some sort of action. And I'm too DJ to know what that is. Mm-hmm. But somebody got to start working on it to where we get to a better space.
The thoughts and prayers has just become like the mindless response that you give to something like that.
Like if you're really thinking and praying about somebody, I'm sure they'll appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But just tossing that out there after a big tragedy like that is just it's heartbreaking. So I hopefully some good comes from this, but right now there's a lot of pain and parents are out there just, you know, hugging and loving on their kids mm-hmm. as they should because that was a painful day to sit and watch. And that was just for us watching and not having kids involved.
Yeah.
Imagine the families, the teachers, the custodian, you know, of those families of those people and the 3 children that were taken as well. So it's a very dark day to sit through and hopefully they can find some light and some peace.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.